On Thursday evening, meanwhile, Pope Benedict held two final encounters at the Marian Shrine in Fatima, meeting with Portugal's bishops and with representatives of the country's main charitable organisations. During that meeting, the Pope also blessed the cornerstone of a new charitable centre, which will be built there in Fatima, close to the shrine, which welcomes around 4 million visitors each year. In his encounter with the 50 bishops from across the country, Pope Benedict called for a new missionary vigour on the part of Christians, who are called to form a mature laity, grounded in the Church, yet sensitive to the complex transformations taking place in our world.
Na verdade, os tempos que vivemos exigem novo vigor missionário dos cristãos.
Pope Benedict stressed that authentic witnesses to Christ are needed, above all in situations where faith has fallen silent, among politicians, intellectuals, communications professionals, who, he said, promote a monocultural ideal disdaining the religious and contemplative dimensions of life.
Que professam e promovem uma proposta monocultural com menos prezo pela dimensão religiosa.
In the Pope's concluding remarks, he called on the bishops, as this year for priests draws to a close, to rediscover their role of bishop as a father and to reawaken their sense of compassion in order to respond to the urgent needs of society.
In favor dos oprimidos, humillados, e molestados.
And the Pope concluded by blessing all the bishops gathered there with him in Fatima.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini, benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Earlier on Thursday afternoon, in his meeting with the many social and charitable organisations in Portugal, the Pope spoke of the essential values that must lie at the heart of all their work on behalf of the poor and needy, as Veronica Scaresbrick reports.
On his final evening in Fatima, Benedict XVI made his way by Pope Mobile to the opposite side of the Esplanade, where earlier in the day he'd presided over an open-air Holy Mass on the Feast of Our Lady, leading in prayer the over 300,000 faithful gathered around him. Pilgrims from all corners of Portugal, who when Mass ended, moved their folding portable chairs to be able to catch a glimpse of the Pope once again, this time towards the new designer basilica of the Most Holy Trinity. And when he made his way there, they cheered. And the giant bronze doors of the great white basilica opened, barely the time to let him in, leaving out these crowds as he joined the other 9,000 social workers waiting for him indoors, eager to meet him, and in turn they whistled and clapped, shouting Viva o Papa! The Holy Father's afternoon appointment was a celebration of the word, with members from a variety of Portuguese organisations involved in social work, among them some non-ecclesially inspired. And the Pope was welcomed by the President of the Episcopal Commission for Pastoral Social Work, Bishop Carlos Azevedo, his host for the occasion, who asked him for a prophetic message to respond to those who are searching for a path to follow in these dark times for society in Portugal.
Queridos irmãos e amigos,
and when Benedict XVI spoke, he praised the work of this commission, which, he remarked, constantly encourages the great sowing of charitable works throughout this nation. History, the Pope pointed out to those present, whom he referred to as a variety of faces, all one in concern for social issues, presently offers us a scenario of socio-economic, cultural and spiritual crisis, which calls for discernment, guided by a creative proposal of the Church's social message. In its social and political dimension, this service of charity is the proper realm of the lay faithful, and there is a need to attract and form new generations of lay workers for this pastoral field. The difficulty, the Pope went on to say, is to arrive at a satisfactory synthesis between spiritual life and apostolic activity. The pressure exerted by the prevailing culture, which constantly holds up a lifestyle based on the law of the stronger, on easy gain, risks emptying the projects and goals of our service, of the motivation, of faith. And when he addressed himself to the social institutions of the Catholic Church in particular, he outlined the principles which should guide them, stressing they should, yes, have an identity, but also as a fundamental step ensure that this Christian charitable activity be granted autonomy and independence from politics and ideologies, even while cooperating with state agencies in the pursuit of common goals. More specifically, the Pope expressed his deep appreciation for all those social and pastoral initiatives aimed at combating the socio-economic and cultural mechanisms which lead to abortion and are openly concerned to defend life and to promote the reconciliation and healing of those harmed by the tragedy of abortion. And the applause went up. Initiatives aimed at protecting the essential and primary values of life, beginning at conception, and of the family based on the indissoluble marriage between a man and a woman. And once again, the applause went up. Clear references to the issue of same-sex marriages, currently at stake in Portugal, a nation where traditional moral values are undergoing erosion, especially among new generations. All these elements, the Holy Father said, are essential in the building of the civilization of love, fitting in very closely with the message of Our Lady, which resounds in this place, penance, prayer and forgiveness, aimed at the conversion of hearts. With the Pope in Portugal, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.